Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? This week's episode is brought to us in part by Horoscope Daily. If you want to hear your horoscope in just a couple minutes every day, including a summary, plus readings on your money and career, health and lifestyle, love and dating, plus lucky numbers, colors, and gemstones, check out Horoscope Daily. Each horoscope is researched, written, and checked by writers with over 15 years of experience in astrology, and the host might just have the most soothing voice ever, even more soothing than me, somehow. Start your day off right and hear your horoscope daily. Just search for your zodiac sign and the word daily in your favorite podcast app. For example, mine is Virgo Daily. We'll have more information about Horoscope Daily in the show notes of this episode. You can also learn more at oldpodcast.com/horoscope. That's oldpodcast.com/horoscope. We are also supported by LWC Studios and their latest podcast, which is called How to Talk to High Achievers About Anything. They need you because they're interviewing Black and Brown professionals about their triumphs and where they still sometimes trip up. They want to speak with folks who are achieving new heights, either in their personal or professional lives, and who are always looking for ways to keep leveling up. If this is you or someone you know, please contact producer Virginia Laura at virginia@lwcstudios.com to talk about scheduling an interview. Do not miss your chance to be a guest on this show. LWC Studios is an award-winning content studio, and this show is a great way to get your story out there. We are also proud to be supported this week by PodChat, a podcast hosted by Danny Brown. PodChat brings you the people and tech of podcasting, featuring industry leaders like James Cridland, Evo Terra, and me, and more. PodChat covers what's new in podcasting, what needs to be new, and who is making it happen. Follow for free wherever you wear your headphones. You can also learn more at podchat.ca/earbuds, or there will be a link in the show notes of this episode to PodChat. Hey, welcome to the show. We've all heard those cliche success stories of business people who have followed the rungs of the ladder to get rich and famous. While these stories are sometimes inspiring, don't you ever find yourself wanting to hear the more unique ones? The stories of the people who reached business success by following a path full of real twists and turns, or people who are successful and admittedly are still figuring it out? This week's theme focuses on stories just like that. Snigdha Soor is this week's Earbuds curator, and she's the founder and CEO of The Juggernaut, a publication and community that publishes stories about South Asia and South Asians. The Juggernaut has published over 200 features, covering everything from politics to culture to tech, and they're thoughtful in everything they do, down to the detail. They even take the time to choose fonts created by South Asians for their website. Snigdha's theme for this week's list is Unexpected Smart Business, and it shares stories that break down the stereotypes of success. In a moment, we're going to hear from Snigdha. She'll tell us about her podcast picks and her work at The Juggernaut. After that, we'll hear from Doug Fraser about this week's Spotlight pick. He is the host and producer of a new podcast called Curious State from Quick and Dirty Tips. Then, as usual, I'll share some exciting updates from the world of podcasting that you do not want to miss. Before we get into it, don't forget to say hello to us on Good Pods or wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast right now. Shout out to the folks who have left us ratings and reviews on Good Pods last week, including Naomi Malore, Levy Mecklenburg, and Ryan at Soundtrack Your Life. Now here's Snigdha Soor to tell us about this week's podcast recommendations.
Hi, my name is Snigdha Soor, and I'm the founder and CEO of The Juggernaut. We're a media company and community that tells South Asian stories, especially about those all over the world. Our first market, however, is the U.S. and the South Asian American diaspora. We just started our first inaugural podcast called Unstoppable South Asian Founders, where we interview founders who have South Asian descent and have raised venture funding to scale their businesses. We chose this specific topic because it seems like so many people talk to people after they've already succeeded, looking backwards, and it's often hard to know what the tough times are. We specifically chose people who are still building to capture more of their day-to-day life and more of their day-to-day challenges, opportunities, and wins. The theme I chose for the podcast I'd like to recommend is Unexpected Smart Business. What does that mean? So most business podcasts look backwards at already successful companies or leaders, focusing attention on mostly white, mostly older men in the C-suite. I love listening to podcasts and stories that break down the stereotype of success. At the end of the day, it's not about how I built this, but how I'm building this. And so many of the podcasts I chose really take you into the deep, deep world and the lonely, sometimes difficult world of founding a company. So one of the first shows I picked is Non-Technical Pod. It's hosted by the wonderful Alexis Gay. She's a comedian, and that means that she infuses energy and wit into every single person she interviews. One of the episodes I suggested you check out is that with Terry Burns. This is particularly one of my favorites because Terry is one of the youngest venture capitalists. I don't think she knows me, but she's also a former operator, and I love the joy Alexis brings to the conversation and Terry's openness. Her one stipulation throughout the show is that you can't talk about anything on your resume. So that leads to a ton of hijinks. The other podcast I recommended is Hello Monday with Jesse Hempel. I met Jesse at a real life panel and event, and she is so freaking smart. And she's interviewed everyone from Satya Nadella to Natalie Kogan on burnout. And no person is off limits. She'll ask you the right questions to draw out the best insights. I specifically picked the burnout episode because COVID really burned me out, and I don't think I've ever really recovered, and I'm still working on it. So here we are, and I think you'll really, really enjoy the podcast. And disclosure, she's also interviewed me. So if you want to check out the podcast she's interviewed me, feel free to. But Jessie's just wicked smart and has seen it all. She's worked in the Valley, and she's been an amazing, incredible journalist. So she brings that to the table. Another episode I have to mention, or show I have to mention, is Sway, of course, because Kara Swisher is a legend. But one of the episodes I want to recommend is What's Next in Your Netflix Queue. One of the women behind so many of the international hits and South Asian hits on Netflix is Bella Bajaria. I followed her career for a long time. And I truly believe in democratizing content globally. She's brought everything from Indian matchmaking to the Fame Game. And this particular interview explains why media business is a business and how you think about content and content strategy. Fourth pick, A16Z podcast, the episode of Emojis and Innovation. The A16Z podcast is probably one of the best done, mostly because the person who runs it is not a venture capitalist. Sonal Chokshi, who's become a huge mentor of mine and very, very lucky and thankful, is the editorial brainiac behind the show. This specific episode, she interviews Jenny Lee, who is on the Unicode Consortium, on how they pick emojis and how they pass new emojis into the code base. And it's just such a lovely, deep, and unexpected conversation with two smart, incredible women covering it. And of course, I have to mention that the last podcast I want to recommend is Unstoppable. The Juggernaut interviews South Asian founders and entrepreneurs. This specific episode is with Sidra Kasim, the founder and COO of Adams, a shoe company. Before you think, oh my God, is this another Allbirds? You have to listen to their story. They were the first company from Pakistan to get into Y Combinator, which I also attended. And she covers so much about what it means to be lonely, what it means to sometimes be depressed, to what it means to see when you can't raise funding. All of the stories that you see where things are just so easy aren't always true. So I hope you check out our podcast. It's called The Juggernaut Interviews Founders and South Asian Founders. We're also checking out calling it Unstoppable. And go find those women. Go find those hosts who don't look like the typical hosts that you see dominating podcasts, because you'll be surprised at what you hear. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you to Snigdha Soar for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. Snigdha's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. If you're wondering, how do I put myself in Snigdha's position? How do I curate a list and highlight one of my own episodes? Well, anybody can curate a list for Earbuds, and we would love for you to apply to do so as well. There is an application form in the show notes of this episode, and it is in every issue of our newsletter. It is not a secret who curates. Anybody can do so, and we would love for everybody to do so. So make sure to go to earbuds.audio and submit a list to be featured in our newsletter and on the podcast. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Curious State. Here's the producer and host, Doug Fraser, to tell us about it.
Hey there, earbuds. Doug Fraser here. As a fellow earbuds fan, I'm excited to be in the spotlight for this week's newsletter for my new show, Curious State, where offbeat questions lead to unforgettable answers. Can animals break the law? Why don't presidents get access to UFO information? Is the mafia really that violent? Could we have domesticated a T-Rex? Unexpected gems of knowledge are hidden all around us. Let's dig them up, one question at a time.
First of all, Doug, incredible voice for radio. You sound gorgeous on that mic. I cannot wait to check out Curious State. It's available wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, we'll have a link to it in the show notes and on our website, earbuds.audio. Next up, some things you might love if you love podcasts. Have you checked out Lauren Pacell's new podcast swap database? Lauren Pacell is the writer of the fantastic podcast The Newsletter newsletter, as well as Podcast Marketing Magic, another newsletter, and the founder of Tink Media. As part of Tink Media, she has created an amazing tool to help more podcasters work together in creative ways. And she couldn't have done it without the help of the amazing Ann Baird. You can find more information and a link to the database in the show notes of this episode. Happy podcast swapping. Also, PRX is hiring for a bunch of positions. If you're looking for a job in the podcast space, Public Radio Exchange is a great company to work for. They're hiring for these roles: Director of Audience Growth, Digital Marketing Manager, and more. You can learn more at prx.org/jobs, and we'll have these roles listed in our show notes. And last, if you're looking for some podcast recommendations to help us make sense of this confusing time in the discussion for abortion rights, we have a list for you. Mila Atmos curated an abortion rights update list for us last year, and we'll be updating it with new episodes too. It'll be available in the show notes of this episode. That is it for this round of Feedback with Earbuds. Thank you again to Nina Joss, our newsletter and podcast coordinator, for co-writing this week's episode. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. Until then, we hope you have a great week of listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.